Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode 196 of the It's Obvious podcast. My name's Garrett Drake, and I am sitting across the table from my dear friend, Jacob Alka. How are you?
I'm great, man. Good afternoon. It's a beautiful day outside.
It is very beautiful. It's warm. Mm-hmm. The warm air is pretty slowly creeping into the state of Georgia here, and it feels just wonderful. Still a little chilly at night, but the warm air during the day and the sun shining, the flowers blooming is beautiful. But it's ravaging my sinuses as usual.
Same. Yeah, this pollen is killing me.
Yep, I am every suffering.
Every morning I wake up, can't breathe. It's great.
Yeah, suffering tremendously. But despite the ravenous pollen out there, it's so beautiful.
Yeah.
And, nothing quite like a spring day being indoors talking about video games. You know
exactly,
what I mean?
Exactly, yeah.
So,
I mean, if I wasn't here, I'd be streaming inside. So,
right.
Not a big deal.
Tell me how that's going. You kind of mentioned it briefly before we started the podcast, but
yeah,
kind of fill me in on Jacob or Jalka27's Facebook gaming career.
Sure. It's going well. I wish I had a little more time to stream than I've had the last couple of weeks. Work's been a little busier. I've been helping out with my parents have needed my assistance a little more in the last couple of weeks, and I've also just been busier with other little smaller projects too. So I just haven't been able to stream, you know, as many days or hours as I've wanted to, but I'm still putting in, you know, a few streams a week, which is nice. Really enjoying doing Sekiro and still Apex. Kind of stopped streaming Division 2, just kind of lost interest in it. I don't know why.
What level did you get to?
I think I'm 26, 27.
Is there a max level in that game?
It's 30.
30. Okay, yeah. You're close.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know if I'll go back to it.
Right.
It's fun, but I don't know. I'm really into Apex right now, so
I feel you.
It's kind of eating away my time for Division. Like if I want to play a shooter, I want to play Apex. If I don't want to play a shooter, then I'm playing Sekiro. Mm-hmm. So I'm kind of just juggling those two. But as far as like just streaming on Facebook's going, it's fun. I'm kind of like learning how all the systems are kind of working right now. I'm getting to the point where I want to start turning all of my streams into other forms of content, like
highlight reels, exactly. Funny clips.
Yes. I've been doing clips a little bit. Okay. I need to get better at it. I need to start putting content on YouTube. I haven't done any YouTube content yet. I want to start advertising more just smaller form content, just, you know, posting on social medias, not just Facebook, but all of my social medias and all that stuff. And I want to start incorporating more content that's not gaming, just like more
like
workout
like
stuff.
Maybe.
Yeah. Maybe more vlogging, some workout, you know, stuff.
That'd be cool.
But yeah, that's kind of where my head's at right now.
Okay.
Just trying to figure out how I want to tackle it.
Sweet. You know? That's exciting.
Yeah.
I like figuring plans out like that and then executing on them.
Exactly.
That's cool.
That's kind of what I'm going to be doing this weekend.
Awesome.
But this afternoon, after we do this, I'm going to be outside, which is it's awesome because it's a nice day.
It is.
But I'm going to be helping my folks spread some, what's that like brown bark stuff? What's it called?
Straw?
No. I guess it's like bark.
Bark,
it's like something, it's like, you know, you put the shit in your...
Mulch?
Around, it might be mulch, yeah. Okay. I don't know.
Wood chips?
Yeah, something like that. We're putting that all around the house, and I'm helping my folks, you know, kind of spread it around.
Nice.
Because they need my help, because they're not as young as they used to be. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to help them out.
You're young and chipper and jacked out of your mind. I noticed.
That's what they keep telling me.
When I walked into the room today, I was like, shit, son. You've been pumping that iron a little extra hard this week?
Yeah, I mean, I've been really focusing on arms lately, just mostly because I enjoy it a lot. But every Friday, which was yesterday... when we're recording this, I really hit biceps hard on Fridays.
Nice. So. It's paying off for you, Jacob. You look great. Yeah, I just got to warn you, my arms are gaining on yours, so watch out, pal.
Okay. We'll have to have an arm show.
I don't know if you can
tell.
I mean, I'm bursting out of my hoodie over here. But to address two elephants in the room, yes, there is no video this week for those of you on YouTube.
Oh, God,
I apologize,
Garrett.
Once again. My busy schedule has only become busier since I moved to the city, which is great because I love all the opportunities I've had to do, like photo shoots and video and everything, which is what I love doing most. But I've kind of had to put video games on the back end entirely. I haven't touched a game in like 2 weeks, I think.
I'm crying
sucks.
Internally.
I'm living vicariously through you and Preston and your stories and tales of enjoying all these amazing games we have at our fingertips at the moment.
Speaking of Preston, he's not here.
That was the other elephant in the room.
Oh, okay, gosh.
Yeah, Preston is absent. We actually haven't heard from Preston.
Yeah, I hope he's okay.
Yeah, we assume he's okay. I know they're celebrating his grandfather's birthday later this evening, so he may be doing stuff all day with him. I don't know. But yeah, we haven't heard from him. So he might be dead, but realistically, he's probably with his family.
Everyone at Preston on Discord or his Twitter and be like, where are you at?
Yeah, where are you at?
Just say, where are you?
Bruh.
That's all.
He's floating around somewhere.
I hope he gets a lot of those.
Yeah, as do I. I hope he really gets the message. And we could call him right now and see if he picks up.
Yeah, we got a show to shoot.
We do. I'm enjoying it so far. It's good to see you.
Yeah. I don't get to talk to you as much as I used to, so
no, I mean, always nice. We can text anytime you want, man. I'd respond to everything.
It's not the same, though, Garrett.
I know, yeah, but actually genuinely hanging out even outside of the podcast has been a long time.
It's like we both live so far away now.
We do.
We're both so busy.
Yeah, it's awful. But I used to, honestly, in my defense, Jacob, I invited you to Taco Bell at least 3 times a week, and you deny me every time. I reached the handout, and you did not accept it. I cast the line, and you drowned.
I failed you.
It really upsets me, Jacob.
And I can't do it today either because I already ate lunch.
That's all right. I have to get back soon too, which sucks because I'm starving. But speaking of Taco Bell, I had the rattlesnake burrito.
Rattlesnake burrito? Why is it called that?
It's called like the rattle. It's because it has like jalapenos and the fries in the burrito. It was really, really good.
Yeah.
It was delicious.
I'll have to try it.
I recommend that. And have you tried the orange and cream freeze? Uh-huh. Oh my gosh, Jake.
Wait, is that the Coke thing?
No.
Isn't there an orange Coke?
There's an orange and vanilla type of Coke out right now that's really good. I can't remember the exact flavor, but that's also orange and cream inspired. But Taco Bell has a purely orange and cream freeze.
Dude, that's incredible.
It's unbelievable. It's perfect for a hot day. This is what you should do. You should go get that and sip on it on your way back home.
Yeah.
And kind of sip on it leisurely while you're spreading your mulch.
Yeah.
or pour it on the mulch. It may grow into some beautiful oranges. You never know.
Yeah. And then I can make my own orange freezes whenever I want it.
Exactly. So you and I are on the same page, Jacob. This is probably why you and I belong in an intimate relationship, because you and I see the world the exact same.
Sure, yeah.
So just bear that in mind as we go forward. I know we live very far apart and don't get to see each other often, but know you're on my mind.
Thank you.
Almost every second of every day.
By the way, I want to plug myself because I forgot when I was talking about Facebook.
Okay.
If you enjoy listening to me talk here on the podcast, I don't know who would, but if you do, I stream on Facebook, obviously, because we just talked about it. And you can find that page at facebook.com/Jalka27. That is where I post all my streams. That is where I post all my clips. And if you don't want to follow me there, you just want to follow me on social media, then Jalka27 on every social media is where you'll find me. That's a little shameless plug, because I got to.
I appreciate that shameless plug. I have nothing to plug, unfortunately, but I have some interesting news to share.
Share, please.
I can't say what it's for yet, but in direct support of COD Connected, I have the opportunity to visit London, England this week.
Oh, that's awesome.
First time in the UK. I'm excited. I'm going to hang out with all my top geezers.
Yep.
Sound. So might have a pint. I hear the beer is terrible, but I'm going to have a pint because, when in Rome.
Are you going to have time to meet any London Eogs?
London Eogs, maybe. Yes. See, I am flying in and out of London, and I think I have a day to relatively explore the city. Okay. I know it's gargantuan and chock full of history, but I can probably scratch the surface of some part of it. But I am mostly going to be north of the city for this event I'm attending, which I will be able to talk about later this week.
Gotcha, man. That's exciting.
I'm super excited, though. It's going to be an interesting trip. I'm actually going to challenge myself on top of doing the work I'll be doing at the event itself and the coverage I'm providing for COD Connected. I'm going to try to attempt. No, I'm not even going to say I'm going to try. I'm going to, whether it sucks or if it's amazing, I'm going to make some form of a short film while I'm over there. So I'm just going to be shooting a ton of video, taking a bunch of pictures, and turn it into something. Almost like a glorified vlog without my face or voice in it, just mostly imagery from where I'm at.
So you're just going to be shooting random sites?
I'm going to do it like guerrilla style too. I'm doing it mostly handheld. So we'll see how it goes.
Yeah.
There's one YouTuber whose name I can't remember, who I'm pretty inspired by, but he has like this kick-ass gear, so everything he shoots just looks glorious.
Yeah, that's cool.
Whereas I'm just going to be floating around with the camera in my hands, but it's possible. I'm going to make something out of it.
Nice.
I may not even share it. I'm doing it for myself.
Yeah.
But that's my plans this week, so I'm excited.
Nice, man.
It'll be fun.
Hope you get some good shots.
Thank you. I appreciate that, Jacob. If anything, I'll post some cool pictures.
Yeah.
So I'm excited. But
send me some pictures.
You can count on it.
Of
man.
You.
Did you see my story, the burlesque naked show I had talked about?
Yes.
Yeah, that was it's a wild night.
Yeah. Looks like a good time.
Oh yeah, it's always excellent. So.
Looks like she was having a good time.
Oh yeah, yeah. And then the theme of that night was Fat Lana. So they were embracing their plus size bodies.
Nice.
And I kid you not, man, I think I saw the fattest man I've ever seen in my life dancing, and it definitely
is he good?
Jacob, it aroused me is what I'm trying to say.
Oh, that makes me happy.
And there's one woman who dressed up as Jabba the Hutt and stripped out of a Jabba the Hutt suit.
Yeah.
You ever seen a fat woman strip out of a Jabba the Hutt suit? Change your life, Jacob.
I feel like I missed out.
I can't get it out of my head. It haunts me in the
best
ways
possible.
How long
was this show?
It was about 2 hours.
Okay.
So
they had a lot of different acts.
They did. Many different acts, all to different songs, different costumes, different dances. And it's interesting. I actually really admire the program that does this because they plan an event and then they rehearse for it for about a month and then they perform it like every other month.
Yeah.
They do a really good job with the production too, so.
Was this a sold out show?
It is always sold out. Wow. So it's good for the venue and it's good for them. So people love it, man. They come in droves.
That's cool.
But yeah, that was my week. Nice. Nothing else going on besides school. And actually, this is kind of cool. So originally, my school quarter consisted of having a commercial advertising production class where we just shoot commercials all quarter, which is exciting. I think ads can be really cool. But doing that, and then I had a marketing and distribution class where all we were going to do is write research papers. And I'm about to be 26 years old. I've been through high school. I probably had 30 English classes. This is the last thing I want to do. Mm-hmm. So I managed to switch from that class to another class, which counts as the same credit, but it's music video production. So I'm tasked with making 4 entirely unique, original music videos with 4 artists that no one has seen before.
Okay. Which do you have any lined up?
Not yet, but I have the world of music at my fingertips, being involved as Missile Bar Masquerade. And
yeah,
bands are so eager to have strong video content. You can ask any of them and they will say yes every single time. So if I tell a band, hey, I want to shoot a music video for you free of charge, they will say yes, which is cool. Sure. But I want to start with a metal band, a local band called Mirthless. They sound awesome. And I've always wanted to shoot a metal music video, so that's what I'm going to do.
Nice, man. Sounds cool.
Yeah, it'll be a fun class. But on top of that, lastly, I have a, what's the other class?
Hold on, another question before you move on. Are you going to you're going to shoot them all differently, right?
Oh, totally. Yeah. I'm going to try to employ, again, I like to challenge myself. I'm going to play different styles, different bands, different genres, different locations, of course. But mm-hmm. I've met a lot of awesome people in recent weeks that I'm actually enjoying working with, because I've always flown solo before. But now that I have people that actually know what they're doing, that are willing to work with me and we work well together, should be able to make some cool stuff going forward.
Yeah, man, that's exciting. Yeah, keep us posted.
And if I know you obviously went to school for video and you have that skill set yourself. If there's ever anything you ever want to employ again and feel like doing a project,
yeah,
by all means, I will hit you up anytime.
Sure.
Yeah. So, yeah. You want me to keep you in the loop?
Yeah, keep me in the loop.
Okay, definitely. My only other class is a business class, just being a manager, I guess. And it's being taught by a Chinese lady who can hardly speak English, which is fine. She's super charming. She's hilarious when she can kind of get a full sentence of English out. And I have total respect for her. I think she's awesome. But it's going to be kind of tricky because she can hardly speak English trying to teach a business class.
Yeah.
But it should be fun.
Maybe it'll be easier because of that.
Maybe. She told us, she's like, I want you all to succeed. I'm not going to challenge you too hard. I'm going to make you study guides for all the tests. It's going to be cool. I'm like, God bless you. Thank you so much. Because I was worried she's going to come in having gone through a Chinese education system and just grill us with everything.
Oh, yeah.
And she told us that's where she came from. She's like, I'm not going to do that to you. Don't worry. I'm like, awesome. So,
well, lucky you.
Yeah. It should be a fun quarter. I'm excited about it. Mm. That's all I have going on, Jacob.
Nice, man.
Taking pictures, making videos, going to school.
Nice.
Going across the pond.
Nice.
So maybe I'll find a little trinket to bring you back.
Yeah, please.
Yeah, maybe I'll just bring you a pint. I think I can smuggle a full pint.
Good luck.
Here's what I'll do. Know. I will consume an entire pint, maybe two, and I will hold them.
I don't like where this is going.
I will reserve them in my bladder until I get home. And even if it means I'm going to explode, Jacob, I will urinate them out into a pint glass for you upon my return home, and then you can enjoy it.
Thanks so much, Garrett.
You know why this is okay? Because I hear their beer is piss water anyway.
Oh, yes.
So
I'm excited.
I'm just doing this for you.
Thank
understand?
You.
I'm gonna,
Thanks
I'm,
for thinking
I'm
about
gonna
me.
Risk my health to urinate into a beer glass for
Don't
you.
Don't let it slip. You make sure you get that whole pint.
It'll be warm, frothy,
God, it's and disgusting, delicious. Disgusting, man.
That's pretty effed
you
up.
Freak.
You know, we gotta draw the listeners in somehow here. This is this is a video game podcast.
We usually do it by talking about poop or
exactly
shit
feces,
like that.
Sexual intercourse.
I took a good poop before I came over here.
Did you?
Yeah.
I'm due for a good poop myself.
Yeah. It had to come out. I tried to go earlier in the morning and I couldn't go. It's one of those mornings where you're pushing really hard, but it just won't come out for whatever reason. But you feel like you still need to go. Have you ever experienced that?
I have.
You have to go, but
it's
you
a horrible
can't.
Feeling. Yeah.
But so then I ate
believe that's
some,
called constipation.
Maybe. Yeah. I ate some lunch and then that was a trick and it just wanted to come out.
Yeah.
So. And now I'm here.
Okay.
Talking to you, talking to people that want to listen.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's great to be here, Jacob.
Yeah.
Can we have a real conversation for a second?
Sure.
You can be honest with me.
Okay.
The majority of your life, past or present, do you stand to wipe or do you sit to wipe?
Sit.
Okay.
I do both, though.
I do both. It depends on the size of the toilet.
Yeah.
If I'm being totally honest, our apartment in Duluth, the toilet was so small. It was built for gnomes that I had to stand all year to wipe that year.
Mm-hmm. That sucks.
You know, stand up, prop the leg up on the old bowl there.
Yeah.
Maybe even on the top part where you open it and kind of fix the interior, just prop the leg up there and go to town.
Okay.
I'm just curious because I recently got in a debate with a couple individuals who had this big argument about whether you should sit or stand to wipe. And most people are freaked out by standers.
Really?
But I've been a stander when duty calls. Mm-hmm. And I mean when literally duty calls.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I do both.
Okay.
It's not shocking.
What do you do at your home currently?
I sit.
You sit. So the bowl's big enough.
Yes. Oh, yeah. We got great toilets.
That's good. Yeah. I'll never forget going from a gnome-sized plastic toilet in Duluth and then coming back to my parents' house and finding this gigantic built-for-kings porcelain throne.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I didn't realize toilets were that big. I can dunk both my arms and probably my legs into the bowl and still manage to wipe here. But there, man, it was impossible. It was like peeing into like a golf hole.
So uh-huh.
Not peeing or, well, yeah, that too, but taking a dump into a golf hole.
I wonder what the biggest toilet ever is.
That's probably a Google search away, man.
I know.
I'm thinking about the size of a house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You think?
You want to find it? You want to look it up?
Okay.
Okay, world's biggest toilet. At one point,
because you know
life,
someone just went wild with this and they just made a huge one.
It's probably like an artistic thing. Like, look at this giant-ass toilet. But, yeah, I would imagine my parents' toilets here come pretty close to being the world's biggest, but...
This is funny. So this is just like the description. Like, I haven't even clicked on an image yet, but it's like the toilet... Like, I guess it's talking about the world's biggest toilet. The toilet was unveiled at Trump Village.
Trump Village.
Of course, it's connected to Trump.
You know what that reminds me of?
What?
Chode Village. I'm going to talk about Chode Village for a second.
All right, this is India Today. Apparently, it's in India. Maybe.
Okay. I was about to say something so horrible, but it was a joke, but people would take it the wrong way.
Hey, sometimes the dirtiest jokes are the best jokes.
I want to say it anyway. Call me a bastard, but I'm joking. I don't actually mean this, but... I would have said this about any country. You could have said Georgia, but you're like, of course it's in India, the world's biggest toilet. I'm like, the toilet bowl of the world. But I don't actually mean that.
Okay, so this has nothing to do with Trump. It's just a place in India called Trump Village, I think.
Okay.
Or it's...
What goes on at Trump Village?
Haryana Marayora Village.
I'm sickened but curious.
Yeah, it's...
You're going to show me this toilet or not, Jake?
I don't know if
keeping
I have
it to yourself over there. How big does it look?
Here it is. It's like, it doesn't look like a toilet. It's just a big thing.
You could shit in that.
Yeah.
And that's, I'd say that's the height of a house.
Mm.
But how could you Google search world's biggest toilet and this is the image you find?
I don't know. That's the first article I found, man.
I'm talking about pictures here, pal.
I'll try another one.
What was I going to tell you?
I mean, there's these up here.
Yeah, that's more like it. That's the world's biggest toilet.
Where you can literally
fit
a person in it.
I mean, that's basically the toilet I have in my bathroom right there.
I wonder if, like, will there ever be a day where there's just a single toilet in a bathroom and people are just feel comfortable enough to all take a shit in the same toilet? Is that weird?
You mean like back to back to back to back? I mean, the people do
like
that.
I know Preston would be freaked out by that because he hates.
Do you mean like simultaneously?
Yeah.
Why would anyone do that?
I don't know. Like, do you think that would ever be a reality?
It'd only be a reality if what happened in American Vandal Season 2 occurred, where someone puts laxatives in the lemonade and the whole school starts crapping themselves.
Yeah.
Then it would be understandable if anyone had to shit in the same toilet simultaneously, but I don't think that's ever going to happen.
Do you think people really like their privacy when they shit?
Yeah. I mean, that's a very, very intimate thing. It's a very vulnerable thing.
Sure.
I mean, I don't think anyone's more vulnerable than when they're mid-push and someone busts in with like a machete. I mean, what the hell do you do then? It's over.
That's it.
That's awful. And I've told you my stories, man. I have interrupted some serious shits in my day. I've screamed obscenities at people in Portuguese and about giving someone a heart attack at a Hawks game. So I've been in the shitter, Jacob.
Yeah.
And I've lived to tell the tales. But
and you're a better man for it.
Yeah, I am a much stronger man. Some may say shittier.
Yeah.
But
should I talk about some video games?
Yeah, maybe we should go for that.
I feel like we've been going on for 5 minutes about shit.
Can't get enough of the poop. What have you been playing?
Like I briefly mentioned earlier, I've been playing Apex and Sekiro this week. Apex side, been playing a lot, mostly off stream actually, because I haven't had like, usually when I like to stream, I like to stream for a solid 4 hours. Like I like to use the max duration that I can.
Does it just cut off automatically at 4 hours?
Yeah.
Okay, so you just kind of have to like tie up the loose ends. Yeah, that like the last few minutes.
Yeah, there was actually one time when I was streaming Devil May Cry 5.
And it cut off.
Yeah, I wasn't looking at the time. It just cut off. I'm like, shit, man, I didn't sign out. But yeah, like I usually try to end them like maybe 15, 10 minutes before if I can. But... as far as Apex is going, like I have maybe like an hour or two, just, you know, some nights and I'll just hop on in my free time and play a little bit. last night, my last game, I literally carried two guys, just a random queue. Mm-hmm. I had like 8 kills, 1,200 damage, and they had 0 kills and 0 damage. Like, they followed me around the whole time, but they didn't do anything. It was like, I was kind of shocked at like how little they actually did. We didn't use any voice chat. Like, I literally just carried the team. It felt really good. It made me feel like I didn't suck at the game, Garrett. So
I'm glad to hear that.
It was a good feeling. But yeah, Apex is fun. I'm really enjoying Octane, the new hero. He's mm-hmm. a lot of fun. Been playing more Lifeline. Mm-hmm. She's the chick that has like the little healing drone.
Yeah.
And revives people
what
faster.
She's like, let's get to going when you pick her. What's she saying? What's her line?
She has a lot of lines. Care package for you.
Yeah. Care package for you. She sounds like Calypso from Pirates 3. That's what she reminds me of.
A little bit.
Calypso.
Except a little younger.
Yeah.
Yeah. A little more spunky, too.
And she's very spunky. She's one of my favorites.
Excuse me. But Sekiro is where I'm really having the most fun this week. Mm-hmm. Killed, I guess, since the last podcast, another boss. Only one more. Lady Butterfly. God, I can't stop burping. She was a bitch, Garrett. It didn't take me nearly as many attempts as it did the Horseman, which was actually my first boss. I guess it's kind of optional which boss you kill first.
Yeah.
But like when I first fought her, I was like, I hate my life. Like she was just ravaging me, and I couldn't figure out her timing or moves. But eventually, you know, rinse and repeat, you learn. Like, I learned that you can, like, when she, like, flips in the air, like, if you time it right, you can throw your shurikens at her and she falls down. You can go whack her a little bit. I learned that there's, like, snapping seeds or something that you can use, and it gets rid of her spirits in her second phase.
Yeah.
That was very helpful in killing her on my attempt. Going to the fight, like, I heard that she was a boss, like Lady Butterfly. Like, I didn't picture her to look like she did. Like, I didn't expect
an old hag.
Old hag, yeah.
With daggers.
For some reason, I was thinking, like, do you remember the boss in Diablo 3 that had like butterfly wings?
Yes.
That's what I was thinking. I was
Jacob,
like,
not everything in life is literal, okay?
I guess, yeah. Like, I was just expecting a little more, something more fantastic, I guess, instead of just realistic.
Yeah. Are those butterfly knives she's holding? I know she shoots out like mystical butterflies, but. Yeah. Makes sense.
Yeah.
It's a cool name. I think Lady Butterfly would be a cool band name. Yeah.
She was actually, like, looking back, it was a cool boss fight.
Yeah.
And I enjoyed, like, conquering it.
Uh huh. I like the stakes, too, in that scene.
Yeah, sure. I like the whole, like, flashback spirit world, mm-hmm. like, whatever the dream world, whatever that sequence was in the game.
Yeah.
I've fully completed that portion of the game now. So, cool. Done with that. Back on the main road. So, you know the part where you, I don't know if you've gotten this far, but when you're scaling the roofs in the castle.
Yep.
The freaking bird people.
Oh, they're the worst, man.
Yeah, I got
bird people like the big bladed, like scythes.
Yes. So,
how do you say that word? Scythe?
I think they're scythes, yeah.
Okay.
Well, they're like not really, it's not like a long scythe. It's just like little
handheld scythes. And they spin around and stuff.
Yeah. They're like boomerangs almost. Yeah. I think some of them have boomerang attacks. Like they'll throw two of them and they'll like circle around and hit you in the back.
Yeah.
But this totally shocked me, and I was like scared for my life. I was just walking along a roof, and next thing I know, a freaking birdman like swoops in like a torpedo and just like explodes on me. I was like, oh my God. And, this happened twice. I don't know if it happened twice to you when you got up there, or if you have even gotten up there, but these birdmen, they're like freaking, they're literal birds and they just torpedo into you. It's hilarious and also terrifying at the same time.
I would say that's a pretty accurate description of what that's like.
But the last time I played, I got up to the top of one of those roofs and there was a little checkpoint in the window. So I climbed up there and got that and I turned off the game. It's a lot of fun. I've been hearing stories mainly from my coworker at work. He's also playing the game and he's warning me about a lot of stuff that's coming up. And I'm also terrified, but equally excited to conquer these challenges because I know I'm fully capable of doing so. It's just going to take a little bit. And I'm going to fully kill the world with Dragonrot in the process of doing so.
Yeah, I think all of us are. If not, everyone's already dead. I mean, I'm glad that the process of curing everyone of Dragonrot is pretty straightforward.
Yeah, I haven't found another one of those items since I used the first
few and far between, for sure.
Yeah, Lady Butterfly, through my attempts of her, I reapplied the Dragonrot. So, cool. So sorry, Sekiro world.
You're killing
Japan.
Everyone, Jacob. Your failure is killing everyone.
No. Yeah. But I really love the game. I don't know how much replayability is going to be in this game just because there's not different play styles and you know, it's pretty straightforward in how you fight enemies. Yeah. But I mean, there's enough variety for me, at least in an initial playthrough, with all the different prosthetics. And
plus any bosses you skipped over.
Sure.
Once you level up a little
bit. Well, I hope to not skip over bosses, hopefully. Mm-hmm. I'm going to try to keep track.
You fought the headless guy in the cave?
Not yet.
Oh, no. He's brutal, man.
Yeah. My friend Justin at work, shout out to Justin. He listens to the podcast.
Oh, hello, Justin.
But he told me about the headless guy and how much of a bitch he is.
He's awful. So. He's awful. I haven't beaten him myself.
Yeah, and I think I know how to get to him, too, so I might go do that next time I play.
Cool.
But, yeah,
nice.
Good shit, man.
Is all you've been playing?
That's it, man.
Okay.
Excellent. Sorry, I got to yawn. I'm sleepy. There you go.
So no playing from you. Not a single game.
I know. I hate to disappoint, man. I feel awful co-hosting a gaming podcast, and I don't touch games hardly at all anymore.
Hmm.
But
you didn't even play, Super Mario Run on your phone? No phone games?
No phone games. I don't even have time for that. Yeah, it's nonstop with me, unfortunately. But I mean, I love everything I'm doing. I just don't have any time for games. Now, granted, I could sacrifice things I'm doing to play games, but I think I had this scary realization recently that I love making videos more than I do playing video games.
Yeah.
And I love video games. Like, I still adore them, and I still have every intention of playing a lot of the big releases this year. Notably, Days Gone, of course, coming up soon. But I have not been able to touch Sekiro since even before last episode we recorded.
Yeah, it's a big commitment.
It is. It's challenging. And that's what's also hard, is that it's hard to progress because it takes so long on each boss, and I'm still stuck in Lady Butterfly, but I'm there. I haven't touched Apex in a very long time, and I love Apex too, but too busy.
Yeah.
So I have nothing to share about video games this week other than pretty excited about some of the news stories we're jumping into.
Yeah. It got really dark in here for a second.
It did. The clouds, man. It's a little cloudy day.
Yeah.
It's so beautiful out there. Anyway, you want to jump into the news? What little news we have?
Let's do it.
We'll do a couple extra community questions this week.
Oh, yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, I think we had actually talked about last week, which we did try with an earlier intro, which I forgot that we had decided we're going to try to do. But this is the It's Obvious podcast, where my best friends and I gather every single week to discuss video games. Now, if you're listening to this podcast on anything other than youtube.com/itsobviousgaming, just know that is our home base, and typically the video version of the podcast exists there, but the past 2 weeks have been video free because of my busy schedule. Unfortunately, it's a lot of crap to lug over here and back and set up and everything in the time we have each week. But video typically exists here, so we encourage you to come over here and subscribe if you're willing. And every now and then we have additional content. We used to be pretty consistent about it, but not so much anymore. We're purely just a video game podcast. We're loving every minute of it. And if you enjoy it as well, you can listen here on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Play, many other services that are pretty obscure, but it exists. If you just Google the It's Obvious podcast, it awaits at your fingertips. But nonetheless, thank you so much for the continued support and tuning in every week. And in spite of how busy we are, we still love doing this so much, getting to hang out with each other and then talk to you guys each and every week. And I want to make a promise to everyone out there who continues to support
this
podcast.
Are you sure you want to make a promise?
I am. I know I break a lot of promises, but I think the only promises I've ever truly broken are the Ask IOG promises, which I've stopped doing. And this is a little more manageable than Ask IOG specifically, but I'm going to do a better job of actually preparing for each episode if I can, because like I said, I'm so busy that I wake up, work all day. If I'm not driving, eating, or sleeping, I'm working on something. So even just to do notes takes time. But I'm going to do a better job preparing so we have a little more of a structured show. Not that this is really intended to be like your one go-to news source for video game news and everything, but I still like to have some form of structure so we can keep things a little more concise and focused while we're talking. But granted, we did spend about 20 minutes talking about poop earlier, but
yeah, it was important.
It's a part of who we are. And I'd say it's critical to each episode to address something like that.
Yeah.
Every once in a while, but anyway, let's jump into the news, Jacob.
Let's do it.
I'm waiting for you.
You're waiting for me?
Yeah.
Oh, hey, man, what's the news? Haven't done that in a while.
Yeah, the news is Jacob actually prepared the notes this week, which is cool.
Yeah, I prepared a couple of them.
They were prepared minutes before the mics went hot.
Yeah.
But they were prepared nonetheless.
You had the biggest one.
Did
I think? Yeah.
I mean, it was the obvious one.
Yeah.
Let's start with that.
Okay.
Borderlands 3.
It's a thing.
It exists. We knew it was coming, slowly but surely, and we have the announcement reveal trailer.
Correct.
And I'll be honest with my initial impressions, and then I'll give my impressions after watching it in its entirety, which we did just about half an hour ago.
Okay.
So I didn't make it through the entire trailer the first time because I was like, this looks like everything I've seen a million times.
Gasp.
And I like Borderlands a lot. I've really enjoyed it in the past. I haven't been a diehard fan, but I've really enjoyed Borderlands 1 and 2. And upon first seeing this, it just looked like more of the same to me.
Mm-hmm.
And then,
I mean, it does. I mean, yeah, it's
but
Borderlands.
Yeah, but then you were like, "Hey, let's watch the whole thing." I was like, "All right, it's 3 minutes and 41 seconds. It's ridiculous, but whatever." So we watch all 3 minutes and 41 seconds, which honestly I think is a bit excessive for a trailer. But
yeah,
granted, they're trying to come out swinging, and I don't blame them. And that being said, having seen the entirety in its entirety, or seeing the trailer in its entirety, I think it looks really awesome. Mm-hmm. I like the idea of there being, I think I read, or maybe it was an IGN interview, that there's over 1 billion gun combinations.
Yes.
Which is unbelievable, but that's one of the appeals of Borderlands, is just the infinite gun spawns that you can acquire. But
yeah,
the world looks super cool. I like all the different environments we saw, and the wacky vehicles, and the bunch of different guns we saw in action running around, and the characters are as wacky as ever, it seems. We've got some really angsty villains coming. But art style looks beautiful. I mean, it looks like Borderlands. Mm-hmm. It's about what I expect from a third game in that trilogy or in that series that's coming in today's generation, specifically probably the tail end of this generation.
Yeah.
So the reason why it didn't grab me at first, because I was like, well, this looks like, one, every other open world action game I've seen in the last decade. And two, it doesn't look like it's really bringing, I guess that kind of speaks for itself. It doesn't really look like it's doing anything that new.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of hard to say, you know, because it's just revealing.
It is. Yeah. And I apologize for that. I'm not going to judge the game before I actually see it in action for myself and possibly even play it. But at first I was like, doesn't really impress me, but the full trailer is pretty cool.
Sure.
I'm excited. But
yeah.
Well, what are your thoughts on it? Because I know you haven't played Borderlands in the past.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's why it's kind of exciting for me, because this is no secret to anyone that listens to the podcast regularly. I'm not too keen on replaying old games. It's just not something I like to do. I don't like to go back and play older games when I could play something newer. That's just how I consume content, basically. So just the idea of having a franchise with a new, you know, release in the franchise that I've heard so many great things about is really exciting for me, because I have really enjoyed looter shooters in the past. I've always enjoyed the art style of this game, or series, I should say. The world looks incredible. Just like the wackiness of Borderlands has always intrigued me, just not ever enough to actually give it a shot. So with this new release, I'm definitely intrigued. I want to hear more very soon. I know they said at the end of the trailer, I think April 4th is when they're revealing more, this coming week. The week this goes live, actually. So we'll probably have more news to talk about next week about Borderlands 3. Enjoy the song in the trailer. I thought it was a good choice for, you know, creating some hype. I think 3 minutes, like you said, was a little excessive, maybe. I don't know. It just depends who you ask, I guess, because people that have really been, you know, diehard fans have been waiting for this game are pretty excited about probably 3 minutes of content to look at.
That.
I briefly mentioned worlds earlier. I think there's a lot of variety in the worlds from what I saw in the trailer. I think that's good. Not really too much more I can say just based on seeing the trailer and, you know, not knowing too much about Borderlands itself, but I saw some characters that I recognize from past games, so seems like they're bringing some, you know, characters back from the franchise that are staples in the games, and I hope that makes fans happy. But we will learn more and be able to talk more next week, I assume.
Yeah, I look forward to talking about it.
Yeah.
I'm hoping it's one of those situations where it just continues to excite me as they show more.
Sure, yeah.
So that's kind of what's been the case for Days Gone, which is coming pretty soon. The more I hear about it, the more I see of it, the more I'm interested. So mm-hmm. I'm pretty pumped for that.
Oh, dude. I forgot to put this down. The state of the play. State of play.
Yeah?
No, it's Sony's.
Sony's thing, yeah. So it's kind of like their Nintendo Direct.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
I missed the first one.
Yeah, there wasn't really.
It was mostly VR stuff.
It was mostly VR stuff. I don't think we're going to spend too much time talking about it here, but there wasn't that much to really talk about if, unless you're a VR fan. I think they announced the Iron Man VR, which looks kind of cool. It could be cool.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, there was a new Days Gone trailer, too, which. That was pretty cool.
Yeah.
I think that game might have an actually pretty good narrative looking at it.
I certainly hope so. I'm down for a good story.
Yeah. I still haven't like decided if I want to get it at release or not. Like, it's just one of those things where am I going to be in the mood to play that kind of game, you know, at the end of this month? Or, yeah, this will upload on April 1st. So, the end of this month.
Yeah.
April Fools. But happy April Fool's Day to everyone, by the way.
Is that the first?
Yes, the first. Yeah, today.
This podcast isn't real.
Yes.
Gotcha.
But yeah, I wonder, who usually does April Fool's stuff?
What do you mean?
In the gaming industry. Don't like.
Everyone typically jumps in these days on social media in some way or another.
I know. I used to
Tread lightly today on anything you see on social media.
I remember.
Scroll lightly, I'll say.
Blizzard sometimes like releases, like they have their forums, right? They'll like post, like they'll have like a fake post of like updates coming on April 1st, and there'll be like some ridiculous update that people are just like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And people realize, oh, it's April 1st. Damn it. But
they'll get you every time.
I just got really sidetracked. What were we talking about?
There are gonna be memes about that out of season April Fool's joke thing.
Yeah.
Somehow. I bet Blizzard might even make a joke about that.
Probably.
You think it would stoke the flames too much, or do you think that people would find it humorous?
I don't know, man.
I mean, granted, at the end of the
people
day,
are really...
it's still their product they're trying to sell. So, I mean, I know it's free to play, right? That Diablo Immortal, but it just has microtransactions.
There's no way they'd make anything about Diablo Immortal.
Yeah.
There's no way. They might do one for like
World Warcraft. We promise no out-of-season April Fool's jokes today.
Yeah. No. They just need to not talk about it till it's ready.
Yeah, just leave it be, man. Just let it go.
But they're not releasing a game this year, like a big game. Maybe they'll release Immortal. I don't know for sure, but I know they're not releasing any like, you know, PC game or anything.
Still huge. Updating Overwatch, new characters and heroes.
Still upgrading that. Still bringing updates to Heroes of the Storm, all their games actually. And then I know Activision, they're doing their thing, of course.
What's the latest with Bungie? Have you heard anything about Bungie? I feel like they went radio silent.
They just released their season of the Drifter, which is like that Gambit guy.
Yeah.
I guess it's like a whole content drop for Gambit, which is cool. You know, I haven't played Destiny since I've gotten my new PC, I don't think. So that's coming on a year now, I think.
Yeah.
They're pretty close. Probably last fall. No, I played last fall because the new expansion. I played that, which was good. But I don't know. I just feel like the game is... kind of stagnant right now. They haven't really released anything that excites me. But yeah, I haven't really been paying attention to Bungie.
Serious leadership of that studio without a publisher, especially.
Oh yeah,
their leadership's calling all the shots now.
I wonder if they'll transition to like a live, like a real live service game where, like, maybe they don't make another Destiny 3. Like maybe this is just
have to
Destiny.
Do something to stick around because the only source of income right now, I assume, is Destiny. I don't know if they still get royalties from like Halo and stuff.
Well, I know Tencent has a stake in the company now, and they're making.
That's right. I forgot they like are helping them develop something new. Yeah, like a new buttload game. Of money.
Yeah. So okay. I don't know like exactly how that relationship works.
Yeah.
So that's something to keep an eye on for sure.
Definitely.
Yeah, I'm hopeful for Destiny because out of all the looter shooters, I still think that one is my favorite. But
really?
We'll see once Borderlands 3 comes out.
Yeah.
Not, I'm not saying that that's going to be, you know, a looter. Well, it's going to be a looter shooter, but not like...
Yeah, to an extent. Not quite in the vein of Destiny.
Yeah, maybe not an online shared world in that sense.
And oddly enough, I feel like Borderlands moderately inspired Destiny back in the day.
Probably, yeah.
So we'll see if Destiny inspires Borderlands. It wouldn't be the first time we've seen that happen with a franchise.
No, not at all.
Yeah, I'm interested to see more from Borderlands.
Yeah, going back to Days Gone, that's what we were talking about, state of play.
Yeah.
I keep wanting to say state of play.
State of play.
Yeah.
That works, I guess.
Yeah, that trailer was fine. I was kind of like expecting a little more from Sony from that little, I guess,
I think we'll get more closer Nintendo to E3. Direct. Closer to E3.
For sure.
Another state of
play. I'm sure they'll have another one, and you know, they'll show some trailers for, hopefully, Last of Us.
Yeah.
I want to see a release date for that.
Me too.
You think it comes out this year?
Part of me says yes, and there's another part of me that's like, I can see them holding off.
Yeah. But I don't think it does. I don't think anything from Sony comes out this year. Besides Days Gone.
Yeah. I can't think of anything that might actually hit by the end of this year.
I don't know. Maybe Last of Us does.
That's the only one I could see actually coming out.
Yeah.
Out of everything else they have going on.
I don't think Ghost of Tsushima will, because we have barely heard anything about it.
Yeah, between Ghost and Death Stranding, I can't see either of those hitting this year. I mean, I've been wrong before, but they seem to be still heavily under construction.
It is exciting still seeing Sony like really pushing VR. Like it seems like they're just fully on board and they're still making cool experiences.
Definitely. I've had some awesome experiences on PlayStation VR, so I hope they keep them coming. I don't have time to play them, obviously, but I still have my headset, so if I ever find the time, I'd like that there'd be like a really big catalog of stuff to play.
Yeah, sure. I just like, I want them to keep investing into it because I want VR to get to a place where I do want to, you know, put time into myself and actually purchase a headset. Whether or not it's Sony's is another question, but I just think like anytime people are, you know, creating new experiences for a new piece of tech, I think it's always beneficial.
I like that, Jacob.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if we eventually reach a point where I think we've said this before, but every company kind of has their version of Nintendo Direct versus going to these big conferences. As much as I love the conferences, I can see them fizzling out eventually, which is sad because it is a lot of fun.
Yeah, I think PAX is like the future of conferences.
Yeah, because it's mostly content creators and fans. And
it's like more of a place to meet people. Mm-hmm. Like, even not that E3 wasn't, but it's like, it's more so like companies just coming to show off like a little piece of content they're putting in a game, or like they'll still announce stuff at PAXs and stuff, but it's not like a huge, you know, show that's all about announcements necessarily.
Yeah, it's more about the fans and community versus E3 being mostly about media and business. But obviously E3 has kind of shifted their focus a bit in the past few years. They've allowed fans to come back and everything, which is cool. But yeah, PAX is almost the polar, I mean, similar experiences, but almost the polar opposite of like the intention of why it exists, which is interesting. So in other news, my old favorite game, Hunt Showdown, which I hope I have time to play one of these days because I love that game still. Really, and I've been out of the loop on even news for this, so I maybe have missed part of this, but I saw a trailer for it was called Light the Shadow.
I saw that you retweeted it.
Yeah, I think they are teasing. I assume they're teasing a new boss. I haven't read about it, but it looks like a ghost-like, witch-like type of boss, and I think that's exactly one of the bosses I pitched back in the day. And I think it totally fits the vibe.
Stole your idea.
Yeah, I think it totally fits the setting and the vibe of that game. So I'm pretty excited about that. I think that's really cool.
Yeah, it was like he like came up out of the shadows on the ground. It was really cool.
That was cool. And I've seen they have like a new fire enemy that chases after you and looks horrifying. It's like a fire zombie that sprints at your face.
Jeez.
So pretty terrifying.
No, thanks.
Yeah, I'm eager to get back to that at some point because I still love the way that game makes me feel when I play it.
Yeah.
It's like high tension, high stress, but totally exhilarating when you win fights and win rounds. It's so much fun.
I wonder how that game's doing. Like, I wonder how like active their player base is.
I think it's,
I have no idea.
I wouldn't say it's stagnant, but it obviously has not exploded. But I think they very slowly have been growing their player base over time. I'm talking like by maybe a few hundred every couple months.
Yeah. Do you know if the game's still $30?
Probably.
Okay.
Probably. I haven't looked in a while, but I would assume so.
Gotcha.
Yeah, that trailer looks cool. I'm excited to see more. Yeah.
If you're a fan of Hunt Showdown, leave a comment below.
Yeah, because I'm a diehard, man. I haven't played it in months, but I'm a diehard. Jacob, this is courtesy of you coming from Tamir Hussein on GameSpot.
Oh.
Monolith Software, the developer of the Xenoblade Chronicles series, is working on a new Legend of Zelda title.
Oh.
The studio's website is putting the call out for developers to join the project and recruiting for programmers, designers, and artists, among other roles. It does not specify precisely what Zelda game these positions would be working on. Although Monolith Software is known primarily for its work on the Xenoblade Chronicles titles, it's no stranger to Zelda. The studio previously co-developed The Legend of Zelda Skyward Sword, and more recently, The Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild, where it no doubt leveraged its expertise in creating vast open worlds that players can explore. So we don't know what it's going to be, but they're supposedly working on their own Zelda title.
I wonder if they're like, are they working on their own, or are they like collaborating with the Zelda team?
Instead, they're working on their own.
So I wonder if they're like remaking a game, or would Nintendo be bold enough to just give Monolith, like, make us a new open world Zelda, kind of like, because they dipped their toe in a little bit with Xenoblade Chronicles 2. I mean, I don't know how open world the previous Xenoblade games were, forgive me, but 2 was kind of open. I mean, there was a lot of loading, sure, but
yeah,
it had open world elements. I think it could have been a lot better, but I think they did a good job in a lot of ways with Xenoblade 2. Yeah, I have no idea what kind of, or like, is this going to be a mainline Zelda game? Is it going to be a new one? Is it going to be a remake? I don't know. I don't know enough about them or Zelda to really make a good guess, but I just thought it was worth mentioning because...
Yeah, it says just new game.
I mean, it says new game?
It says new game. So.
Yeah, I really don't know. I hope it's better than Xenoblade Chronicles 2. Not that it was a bad game.
Yeah,
but
I never played it.
It was a little janky, and, you know. Yeah, it's exciting. I want more Zelda. When is that new Zelda coming out for Switch? This is the remake, right?
Yeah, the one Preston likes.
What's it called?
I can't remember. I'm so tired. but I'm going to play that too, for sure. Link's Awakening?
Is it Link's Awakening?
I think so.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm excited to play that.
I'm definitely going to play that. Sure.
You don't have time to play anything, though.
I don't, but I'm going to play it. Whenever I say I'm going to play something, I probably won't, but I should be saying I have intentions.
At least you can take this one with you.
Yeah. That's one thing I got going for me. Yeah, from going forward, if I say I'm going to play something, I probably will never touch it. But I want to play it, is what I'm saying.
All right.
So supposedly, Apex Legends might have new characters coming in season one.
Yeah.
What do you know? Do you already know about this? Do I need to read this? Is this something you can tell me?
No, I can just briefly go over it. Just thought I'd include an article for context if we needed it. So, actually, what's the source of this?
GameSpot.
Okay. No, I mean, like I don't remember exactly where this came from, like how we learned. I think someone might have been data mining some information.
Okay.
Maybe. I don't know if the article says.
But, who cares?
Yeah, I know that. This sounds bad. Apparently, there's like the legends aren't exclusive to just a new season dropping. Like, apparently, there can be more legends dropping just in between seasons, or, you know, like in the mid process of a season. So apparently, there's going to be a new legend coming at some point during season one, which is pretty exciting. It's just going to add more content to the game, which I think it needs, because Season Pass was a little disappointing in a lot of ways, but I'm still finding ways to really enjoy the game, and a lot of people are still playing the game. It's not like the game's in a bad spot.
Yeah.
But I think any more content that they can bring is exciting, and mm-hmm. I think there were also, in the same leak, there was also rumors of, like, new guns and stuff. So
awesome.
Yeah.
In terms of kind of sprucing up the typical gameplay experience, what type of character or hero or legend, I should say, do you think would fit into the mold nicely?
Well, I think we need more, maybe another defensive character, or maybe another healing character in some way, because they just added someone that's super fast and has more mobility. There's at least two characters in the game right now that are like that, so I don't know if you need any more characters like that. Well, Bangalore's a little defensive with her smoke, and you got Gibraltar with his shield. I don't know. Like, I'm not good at coming up with new ideas for characters. Maybe looking at something like Overwatch. Like, what are some abilities in that game that could translate to Apex?
Couldn't tell you.
Yeah. I don't know, man. Because we have, like, grapple hooks. We got jump pads now. I mean, I'm sure there's many, many things they could add.
Yeah.
You want to be careful, though, because you don't want to break the experience that's already established, you know? I got a question for you, though.
Okay.
So you played Titanfall 2, correct?
Yes.
Are you, like, pretty extensive in your knowledge of, like, the weapons and whatnot in that game? Or no?
What are we talking about?
Like, the weapons in Titanfall 2. Are you, like, familiar with
Relatively,
them?
Yeah.
Are there, like, any weapons in that game that you think would really fit well in Apex?
No.
That you can think of?
I mean, all the primary guns, yeah. I mean, all of them, but, like, the Titan weapons, for sure.
Because I know there's some that aren't in Apex yet. Mm. But I know there were some that, like, the Mozambique was in Titanfall 2, yeah. I think.
I can't really attest to what is and isn't in.
Yeah. I was hoping you could.
Yeah,
but Apex, if you can't.
I cannot.
Gotcha.
Sorry.
It's okay. It was a long stretch.
It's okay. What can you tell me about Apple Arcade?
So Apple had some kind of conference this last week, this announcing a bunch of new stuff, like, for example, the new AirPods, which I'm glad I got the ones that I did, because they raised the price and added a couple new features. So I'm glad I got in when I did, because I don't really want to pay $200 for earbuds.
Totally.
Because that's how much they are now. Because I don't even think you can buy the old ones anymore. I think they just unlisted them. So that's exciting. I think they announced a couple other things, but they also announced the Apple Arcade, which is, I guess, their answer to streaming. Like, Apple's kind of dipping their foot in video game streaming now. I don't really know too much about this. I just know that this is, like, wasn't there something last year where they announced, like, a developer that they were working with at one of their conferences? And it was like, was it the makers of Journey? I think it might have been.
I think so.
Yeah, that sounds right to me. Well, they're, like, partnering with them to release a game on, I think it was Apple TV at the time. So it might be on this now. But this is just basically Apple's, you know, their platform for streaming. And we're going to see. I mean, I don't know too much about it. Mm-hmm. So I just think that it's exciting, because all these companies are kind of dipping their toes in video game streaming now. We got Google, we got Apple now, we got Microsoft. There's going to be more. There's going to be more, Garrett.
There's always more.
But, yeah, man.
Cool.
Man, you got great eyes.
I was just thinking that about yours. Yours are, like, gray today.
Yeah. Well, if I were black, they're gray.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah. So if you were like a baby blue, they look baby blue.
Yeah, see, I don't think I have true blue eyes. I think they're like gray.
Like grayish, greenish blue.
Yeah, I think like depending what I wear, they
Your eyeballs are very nuanced. I could explore them for hours.
Yeah?
May I?
Sure.
Okay.
Let's just sit here and stare.
Okay, we're going to have to touch our noses. Tips of our noses are going to have to touch for me to get a close enough look.
Yeah.
If that's okay with you.
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, it's not like we have to sit in a proper spot. I mean, we're not on video.
Yeah, you're right. We can do anything. We can be fully nude for everyone over there now.
Imagine us fully nude right now.
I can imagine it, Jacob.
I'm talking to the audience.
Okay.
I know you can imagine. I do it every day of you.
Thanks for taking us on this mental journey. I appreciate it.
Got anything else?
I think our last news story is Valve's VR headset that you had mentioned.
Yes. I know nothing about it. I just know that it's announced.
Oh, okay. Well, cool.
I was hoping that you would look up an article for it.
Yeah. What can Valve do that's different from what we already have is the question.
I don't know, man. I just think it's exciting that they're dipping their toes in, because Valve, you know,
I think they're late to the party, Jacob. It's something that changes the game entirely, they're late to the party.
It's not necessarily a bad thing, though, right?
I think they're late to a party that really hasn't kicked off yet. It's like when you get to a party early and there's like four people there.
Yeah.
That's what the VR party's like right now.
But maybe they can bring...
Maybe they'll be the life of the party.
Yeah, exactly.
I would like that.
Maybe they have ideas that no one's thought of, or technologies that they can develop that... I
certainly hope so.
...people haven't made yet, you know. The more players in the space, the better, I think, because that just creates more competition and that leads to more innovation,
right?
So I just think it's worth mentioning that they I think it was actually last night that I saw the headline that they have a VR headset coming. So
well, good for them, man. I hope it's awesome.
Same, dude.
Good for all of us, I would hope.
You think we're gonna hear anything about like a Microsoft VR AR at their E3 this year? I think they'll talk about, what was it?
I wonder if they'll ever get in on the VR train. I don't know.
Yeah, because I know they've been working on AR.
I don't think they have any interest in hardware aside from whatever the next Xbox they're developing is. Because they have got to pick up in the game department, man. They are lacking so hard, and they know that.
Yeah,
and
they bought those studios.
And they're on the path of remedying that, but... Yeah, as far as hardware is concerned, I feel like they couldn't give less of a crap about hardware for a while.
Yeah, I mean, if the streaming future is true and they're working on it, then maybe they don't care about a physical hardware at all.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe they just have a service on Windows. I don't know.
I'd like that. We'll see. Maybe they'll be the first to do it. Microsoft's always been pretty innovative.
Sure.
So.
Yeah, I mean, they...
Maybe they'll do it again.
Yeah. One of the first operating systems. Maybe they were the first operating system.
Couldn't tell you. That Windows. Sounds right to me, but
I don't
I've been
know
wrong
enough about
many
that
times
stuff.
In my life. I'm not going to say it is because I have no idea.
Yeah, I mean, you've had Macintosh, Windows, and then Linux. Those have been the big three for a long time.
Yeah.
But that's all I know.
Yeah. Same.
I'm not a geek. Well, I'm a geek in another sense.
I feel like in one way, shape, or form, we're all geeks.
Yeah. I mean, if you're like fully invested in something more than the average person is, then you're a geek of that thing.
Yeah, yeah, totally. You want to jump into community questions?
Yes.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, I got to really get my brain functioning here. I need like a shot of something I need a shot of adrenaline is what I need. I'm so tired. This is the community question segment of the podcast where we address your questions directly that you have submitted through a multitude of sources. I've said this different, I think, every single week for 196 episodes. I can never say it the same twice.
You got to keep them on their toes.
Always keeping things interesting here, just like this section of the podcast does. But if you'd like your questions read on this show or Ask IOG, which is a show we have that we never do, you can submit them in one of three places. You can email us at itsobviousgaming@gmail.com. You can tweet at us at @obvious_gaming or submit your questions in the Ask IOG section. Can't breathe. Of our Discord channel. Always include the hashtag #AskIOG if you want them read publicly on the show. And as always, we cannot thank you guys enough for the continued support and submitting questions every week. I'm so pumped, Jacob. We got some good ones.
Yeah.
And when I say good ones, I haven't read any of them because I haven't been able to collect them. We're going to go to Discord and a couple other places to gather them this week.
Okay.
But first and foremost, Dexter, I won't want to leave you hanging any longer. Dexter Clark writes in and says, "Hello, Mal.
Hey, man.
First and foremost, how are y'all enjoying Sekiro?
Love it.
I love it too.
It's great.
I haven't played it in a while, but I love it. The only From Software games I've played is Bloodborne and Dark Souls 3. Well, Dexter, in that sense, likewise, my
Same.
Friend. But I've not finished either. Okay. On the other hand, I finished both of those. I would say I finished about 75% of Bloodborne and missed out on a lot of bosses, but Dark Souls I completed entirely. Sorry, I keep interrupting your question. It says, Sekiro has really grabbed my attention. I think the combat is more in-depth than past titles. Curious to know your thoughts on the combat. Enjoying the podcast, my absolute favorite gaming podcast. Hope y'all can throw out some love. Wait. Hope y'all can throw out some Let's Division 2 and Sekiro. It's been too long.
Let's Plays, maybe?
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wish we had time for Let's Plays. I love doing those when we were doing them consistently. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was.
I'm proud of a lot of those videos, too. We had a great time. I love the combat, too, in Sekiro. I think I talked about it last week. Just I love how in-depth it is and how the game, gameplay-wise, primarily focuses on just really intense combat.
Yeah.
Very demanding, very challenging, stressful, but it kind also of like, very rewarding.
It forces you to not play like you do in Dark Souls. Like, people keep saying that you kind of, like, if you're a big Dark Souls player, it's kind of like you have to relearn, like, how you play that game and learn how to play this one.
Yeah.
Because in Dark Souls, you kind of are, like, taught to, you know, maneuver away from enemies when they attack you. But this game, you should probably stay towards them and just parry all their attacks because you break down their posture quicker that way. And you also recover more of your posture that way quicker. Yeah. So it's a new way to think about combat, and I like it for that. I mentioned earlier that I don't know how much replayability is going to be in this game just because of how you, like, you have your sword. That's it. And it's not like you get new pieces of armor that change your stats. Like, you are the way you are in the game. Like, it's pretty simple in that sense. But I do really enjoy the game. I think it's fun. I think it's a lot of fun. And there's, like, and the prosthetics add enough variety to keep it, like, there's enough variety in those to, you know, like, it makes, like, using them unique. And, like, when you, like, using, like, the axe, for example, on, like, a shielded enemy is, like, something you should do as opposed to, like, using the fire, which probably wasn't doing anything to that certain enemy. And I like that variety in that sense.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
Yeah.
I echo everything you just said, Jacob.
Sick.
Wholeheartedly.
Sick.
But Dexter, thank you for your question, man. I'm glad to hear you're also enjoying Sekiro. And great to hear from you, as always. Next one comes from the Raven Gamer 1. Preston kind of already answered for him, but he said, will any of you be attending the E3 press conference this year? I was there last year, and I wanted to know if any of you were there. Could have sworn I saw one of you guys at the BE3 booth last year. Just wondering. Raven, I was there last year. You may have seen me at the Bethesda booth. I can't remember if I covered anything Bethesda last year. But regardless, I had probably swung by there a couple times. But I will be back again. I'm truly honored and privileged to be a part of that media team with COD Connected at E3, and it's a lot of fun. I can't wait. So if you're going to be there this year, possibly see you there. I'm just communicating on Discord. Maybe we can meet up and play a game, read some tacos.
Nice.
Or hang out with some folks. I don't know. It'll be fun, though.
Mm.
Thanks for your question, Raven. Next one comes from Sinian. Sinian says, hello, you lovely men. You got to prepare for this one. So the last week's episode, you boys started talking about pirating, and I wanted to give you guys my two cents and also like to know what your argument is to what I have to say.
Okay.
So here goes. Many times, especially as a teenager, my parents wouldn't support my love of games, so they wouldn't buy me any, neither for Christmas or birthday. And as the majority of my friends were talking about a lot of games, it just made me more and more frustrated. I wanted to buy and play these games, so eventually I found out about and resorted to pirating a few games I really wanted to play. Fallout 3, Oblivion were a few. I did buy these games when I started to make my own money, yet I've barely touched them. Suppose I wanted to pay what was owed after all the hours of entertainment years is back. Nowadays, I only ever pirate to try a game if there's no provided demo or trial unless it's on Steam. So they got the refund thing. And you could argue that it's still scumming, but I want to know what the hell I'm paying for. Trailers hype aren't always good to tell. And about the Epic Store, if I'm interested, I will in fact pirate it. And if I liked it, I'll get in on Steam once it's released, and I will keep doing that till Epic has quality good or better features compared to Steam. Oh, and Sekiro is incredible. Are you guys still just a puppy? Much love to you. I'm very much still a puppy in Sekiro, unfortunately. I've not had time to hone my skills with the combat, so I'm very much an infant.
I still consider puppy. Myself one, too.
I'd like to think I'm an adorable, loving puppy,
yeah.
But puppy nonetheless.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of party games, my brain's not firing all cylinders right now, but I would say it's similar to going to see a movie, for example. You can hear reviews. You can, granted, on the Epic Store, you can't see reviews, but I think that's where the media comes into play. And you can't always trust media either. It's really just picking and choosing who you decide to trust. But
yeah.
For example, movies, media, and fans alike will review films. And in order to go see the film and generate an opinion for yourself, you have to pay for a ticket. So you can, I mean, granted, you can go into a movie, pay for the ticket and get a refund. But I guess, does Epic Store not do refunds yet?
I don't think so. Okay. Wait. They do, I think. Actually, I don't remember. I don't remember. That's why we need Preston here.
Yeah.
Because I don't give a fuck enough about the whole Epic situation to even give a shit.
Yeah, me neither.
Sorry if you guys are upset about Epic. I don't sympathize with you at all.
If there are no refunds, I get the frustration, but I still don't think it excuses stealing from someone. It's still shitty. They're like, oh, I can't have a refund, or there aren't user reviews, or I can't test something out for myself. It sucks. Yeah. Like, I get that, but I guess it's just where I stand morally. I just don't believe in stealing from someone, regardless of the situation. So I wouldn't be on board for that. I mean, I understand to an extent people's frustration with it, but I believe in paying for content someone else has created, regardless of where it comes from or sure. where it's at. And I realize there are circumstances to everything that can make things shady or frustrating, but I still firmly believe in paying for the product. So yeah.
Here's my two cents. I sympathize with the fact that when he's younger, like, his parents wouldn't buy him games.
I get that. Yeah.
I think that's fair. I mean, you literally have no other way to experience games besides, like, hanging out with your friends. Like, that can be frustrating, and I could see why someone would pirate games in that sense. But then you mentioned that you pirate games just to try them to see if you'll like them. I don't think that's fair, because you can't do that with literally anything else in the world. Like you can steal something, I guess. Like, you could go into a theater and video the whole movie on your phone, I guess. But that's shitty, right? Because someone, like, spent a lot of money and a lot of time creating that product, and you're just, you know, consuming and then giving it out for free or whatever you have you. So I think in that sense, it's kind of like scummy. I don't know. Sorry to use that word, scummy, but that's just how I feel about it. Yeah, I don't know. It's tricky because everyone's situation is different. I mean, we've opened a huge can of worms just talking about it on the podcast the last couple of weeks. But yeah, I mean, I think I agree with you, Greg. I think in most cases, like, you should compensate someone that put their hard work and time and effort into something that they created. I think that's important.
Yeah.
Because, it's not easy to create entertainment. It's not even, like, easy to, you know, make podcasts or do what we do. I mean, this takes time, this takes hard work, and it takes commitment. And as far as, like, not, like, wanting to watch trailers or gameplay to, you know, experience a game, like, I think that's, why not? Like, why don't you want to, you know, learn about a game or decide if you want to buy a game just from watching trailers or gameplay? I think that's a perfect way to decide if you want to play a game or not. I don't understand why that's not good enough to make a purchase.
Yeah, Cindy, and I realize you don't do this kind of stuff anymore. Anyway, we're not throwing you under the bus. I'm not judging you at all.
I mean,
all
for, I was a
for
little
pirating,
bit, but
I'm not judging you at all for pirating stuff in the past. I get it. I mean, I used to pirate music all the time as a kid and everything. So not judging you at all. I swear. So
yeah, I'm not gonna, like, say you're a bad person for doing it. I'm just saying I wouldn't do it myself, and I don't think it's the right thing to do.
He says later in Discord he doesn't do it like that anymore. He's just curious.
Yeah.
So I get that.
That's just my two cents. I don't know if I did a good job of explaining myself. I was kind of throwing a lot of ideas around. But
that's quite all right. Let's move on to Kyle's question. Kyle writes in, Bohongles, Bohongles! And says, forgive me, Kyle, I could have read this earlier, but I had no idea it existed until just now. He says, okay, guys, for real, the new trailer for Borderlands 3 dropped, and I can't keep my hype pack. Wait, what is this? I can't keep back my hype. Train has left the station, boys. Okay, got it. What are your thoughts on the trailer? It looks like Gearbox is staying true to the franchise and delivering a full experience without any live service BS. Do you support this method? I got to get better about breathing on the podcast. Sorry. I like need a oxygen tank. Do you support this method, or would you rather see an attempt at what so many have failed to do with the looter shooter live service market? Everything about the trailer has me 100% on board and counting the days. Love y'all, and thanks for everything you do. Also, still holding my breath for the comprehensive podcast episode dedicated to reviewing Rising of the Shield Hero and The Promised Neverland. All joking aside, watch them before I have to visit your house in the night. Well, Kyle, I'm not opposed to you visiting my house in the night if you can find it.
What are you trying to say?
I'm just going to throw that out there.
I thought I'm supposed to be there at night.
I don't mean like that. I don't mean like that. We're just going to hang out and, like, you know, like eat a pizza.
Watch cartoon, Japanese cartoons.
We're just
going to
watch some Japanese cartoons, man. That's it.
I wonder if that would offend him if I said they're Japanese cartoons.
Close enough.
That's what an anime is, right?
It's an apt American description.
Yeah, maybe one day we'll watch those, you know, if we get around to it.
We'll get to it.
We'll see.
One thing I will say about the live service question surrounding Borderlands 3 is I don't know if they've come in. I haven't looked into this at all. I don't know if they've outright said, like, there will be no live service in this game. But my thought is that 2K is publishing the game and 2K is ravagely or very intentionally implemented microtransactions into, for example, 2K basketball. What's it even called? NBA 2K.
2K basketball.
Yeah, I'm so out of the loop on games. I can't remember the titles of anything anymore.
Yeah, I mean, also GTA and Rocks. Yeah, not Rockstar. Red Dead.
Well, that's Take Two, isn't it?
Wait.
We're talking about 2K.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah, it's all good.
I'm an idiot.
Yeah, but 2K is pretty on board for the microtransactions, so I wouldn't put it past them to try to find a way. And it makes total sense in a game like Borderlands.
Sure.
I'm at the point in my life now where it wouldn't surprise me if it's there. But then again, like I said, I haven't looked into anything other than the trailer. So they may have come out and said, you know, there are no live services present in Borderlands 3, but I don't know. Yeah.
I think it's important for Borderlands to stay true to what Borderlands is, since it's already established. I think it would be weird if maybe they just fully adopted like a Destiny model. That might be weird, and it would probably piss off a lot of fans. I don't know. I can't fully speak to that because I have not played the games myself.
Mm-hmm.
But that's just like, if I was a fan of like the previous Borderlands and they were like I know they're cooperative experiences, but I know they're not like open world Destiny like, you know, like they are in a way, but not really. So I think they should stay true to that personally. But yeah, pretty cool, man.
Thanks, Jacob.
Yeah.
Fribes writes in and says, and at this community, I just had an Indian biryani burrito for breakfast. So here's the question, and it's multiple choice. How do you prefer the first meal of the day? A, must be breakfast. B, I can eat cold pizza or salami or Thai or whatever. I don't care. C, I don't eat breakfast. Morning fasters and busy schedules alike choose this one. D, none of the above. I don't often have breakfast anymore. For like the morning fast type of thing. But when I do have breakfast, I love me some Waffle House. Anything Waffle House related. Not really Waffle House specifically, but that type of breakfast food. You know, like French toast, bacon, coffee, eggs, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Waffles.
So what was the first option again?
It must be breakfast. Is that the case for you? If you have breakfast in the morning, does it have to be breakfast related? Or can you just have anything and be happy?
Yeah, breakfast.
Okay.
A lot of times I don't have breakfast. Like I'll just skip the meal. But when I don't, I actually do have, like, fruit. Actually, fruit is what I have most often for breakfast. I also have, like, a big bowl of fruit. I love starting off my day like that.
Mm-hmm.
Or, and if I do actually eat, like, a breakfast food, it's typically, like, a breakfast sandwich. Like, I'll make eggs, maybe some ham or bacon, and cheese, and put it on between two bread. Just eat that.
Between two bread.
Two breads.
It sounds good.
Two pieces of breads.
Sounds really good. Well, Caboose42 writes in and says...
Or a bagel.
Yeah, bagels are great. Mm. Caboose writes in and says, the announcement of Stalker 2 and following on from what Bojangles and 8 were talking about, should game developers come up with better titles than just a number? In Stalker's case, there's already 3 Epic games in the series already and would confuse the poor peasants. Mm. I have no idea what Stalker is.
Yeah, that is a little confusing, like having that many installments and then going to 2.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's more like connected with the main story. I have never played Stalker, so I don't know how the story is in those games. I don't know if it's like those, like the other games are spinoffs or side stories in the after the main first game. Like, I don't know if, just like you said, I don't know enough about this game to really speak to this. Maybe it is weird that it's 2. I don't know. Maybe some people in the comments below can add more input to this. But was that his whole question? I feel like there was more to answer besides just Stalker.
Better titles.
You
can do, what's that vampire game called? Like Vampire Bloodlines, The Chronicle, something, something.
What
two.
A great name. Yeah, that's great.
It's like a whole paragraph.
Let's just fit as many like vampire terms as we can into
in
a title.
It depends on...
Do you like longer titles or like something really simple?
Short and concise. Yeah. I think Sekiro Shadows Die Twice is excessive. They should just call it Sekiro. Shadows Die Twice, I don't feel like it needs to be in there. I mean, it sounds cool, maybe. But I think it doesn't need to be in there.
I feel like I don't know enough about the game yet to speak to that.
Like Dark Souls, I think Dark Souls with the numbers makes sense.
Yeah.
I think Bloodborne with a number would make sense. I think most games a number is fine, but I think it works in Assassin's Creed favor when you have a buttload of games. If it's just going to be like a trilogy, for example, I think numbers are fine, but anything beyond a trilogy, you need new titles. Hence why Assassin's Creed began that with Assassin's Creed 4, Black Flag, and then everything beyond that's just been Assassin's Creed this, Assassin's Creed that. So a franchise that has a ton of games makes more sense, and I feel like helps you delineate them even more. So I would say anything beyond 3, you need titles.
Yeah.
My Gears 5 shouldn't be called Gears 5. I like how they shortened it to Gears. That's cool. They almost did that with Gears 4, but they went back and did Gears of War.
You think they'll do the same for Gears 5? Just have Gears of War 5?
Maybe. I don't know. We haven't heard anything about it since, I think they maybe teased it a bit more at E3 last year.
Yeah, I think so.
They've been pretty silent for a while.
Yeah.
I'm not interested in the story at all, kind of like with Halo, but I'll probably...
It's like Halo, like they're dropping the 6, I think. They're just doing Infinite.
I love that title, too. I think Halo Infinite sounds awesome. So
I wonder, a lot of people are predicting that the new Halo is going to be like a live service game. And I think it needs to be to compete. But does that compel you? Would you, if there was continuous new updates coming to Halo all the time, would you be fully invested in that or as much as you could be? Does that intrigue you as a former Halo, lover or consumer? Are you reading something right now?
Yeah, community question. No, it doesn't matter to me.
You don't care about Halo that much anymore?
No, I care, but I don't care what it is. Just, I want to play it.
Gotcha.
So, have we read this question about what encouraged you to play the game with multiple? Yeah, we have read that one, I think.
There was one that Sam asked a while ago, and it's a long one, but I think we have time to answer it. I think he was actually pitching a game.
Yeah. Or does this one go away?
I don't want to forget about it before we... no, it was up in Discord.
I have it on the sheet.
Oh.
There it lay.
It's a long one.
Yeah, good thing I know how to read.
I think me and Preston were going to answer it 1 week, but
this,
we
this
wanted
guy,
you to be
this
here
one right
or something.
Here. Is this it? Yeah, this is it. Okay, this will be our finale this week.
Okay.
Sam Harris writes in and says, Konnichiwa, Garrett-san, Jacob-san, and Preston-san.
Preston,
I think that's Russian he's speaking. I have an idea for a segment relating to community questions. Once a week, a member of the IOG community submits an idea for a game, giving a brief story synopsis and description of the mechanics. You can call it IOG Pitchers. So here's my pitch. The nations of Hyrule and Gerudo face an apocalyptic calamity in the form of an evil undead army bent on destroying everything. In an effort to combine forces and show Kamdari, the two powers send forth three young ones to train at the Temple of the Triforce, where lies the titular artifact of the known world. The three chosen Ganon, a charming thief who was sent as a way to repay all the larcenies he committed, as the hero of power, using his cunning and sheer force by way of an ancient fighting style passed down through the Gerudo people. Like a somewhat quiet boy in a knack for getting into perilous circumstances, is selected for the Hero of Courage after defeating a monstrous creature, and uses his trusty sword and shield to defend those who are too afraid. And finally, Zelda, a priestess of the Hylian goddesses Din, Nehru, and Feor, is the ambassador of her evil and mist. I'm reading so much, it's all bleeding into nothingness. I'm sorry, Sam. Abby, who represents the Hero of Wisdom. She uses her powerful magic that defends and wards off evil with the mystic energies of fire, ice, and wind. If all three heroes can overcome their individual trials that test them according to their chosen gifts, they can use the Triforce to defeat the undead army that looms ever closer to each passing day. I'm sorry for botching the reading, Sam. That actually sounds really cool, I think.
Yeah, it does. Can you imagine them making a game where you could play as any three of those characters? Or it was a cooperative game where you could have a party and play as those three?
He actually has one little loop out of has one more segment that kind of clarify some things. He says, here's a description of the mechanics for the pitch of for my game above. Play as three young iterations of a legendary trio integral to the Legend of Zelda series. Take on hordes of enemies and stealthy heists as Ganon, the future King of Gerudo, and the Trials of Power. Bring down mighty beasts as Link using his sword and shield along with a variety of iconic gadgets in the Trials of Courage. Solve ancient puzzles and uncover wondrous mysteries as Zelda by channeling the magics of the three goddesses and the Trials of Wisdom. freely swap between the three heroes and use clues and secrets found in one trial to assist in another and end the other trials. Awaken the Triforce and save the two great nations in the Legend of Zelda Trials of the Triforce.
Or maybe you could take like a Devil May Cry 5 route and just like you play as one character, like as and it's like segmented throughout its story. Like you now you're playing as this person, now you're going to switch to this one. And it's like it weaves in and out like that. I think it could be a cool, that's kind of a cool idea.
I think it's an awesome idea.
Yeah.
I really like,
I always wanted to play as Ganon.
Your creativity and mind fascinate me, Sam, that you can come up with something that easily. I mean, you should be pinching.
Well, I don't know if he came up with it easily. I mean, he might have
thought about it for a while, but I mean, just be able to write it out and then to describe it that simply. It sounds awesome. You should be pitching games at the studios. Yeah,
Sam, go talk to Nintendo.
The publishers.
This is cool. I like it.
I hear it's like impossible to like get into a pitch meeting with like a publisher, but if you ever had the chance, you should pitch some of this stuff. I think that sounds awesome.
Send them emails every day for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
Maybe you'll get in.
I like the idea of IOG pitchers. It does take a lot of thought to pitch something. The only thing I've ever really pitched was the Star Wars episode we did. I've talked about 100 times where we pitched the next Star Wars
Harry
video
Potter
game.
Thing.
And Harry Potter as well. I can't wait to
Where's
talk
that game,
about
by
that.
The way? I want an announcement.
I hope it's at E3. Yeah, I certainly hope so.
And what's Rocksteady working on?
I know.
We haven't seen them in years.
Maybe we'll finally see them this year at E3.
I'm not holding my breath.
Me neither. Not anymore. So
Don't exist anymore. Maybe they just disappeared.
They're around. They're just pretty quiet. So, but Sam, that game sounds awesome, man. And can't thank you enough for writing out and sending it our way.
Yeah. Thanks for putting the time to write that out. That's cool little concept you got there.
Definitely.
I would be down to play that. For
As
sure.
would I. I think it sounds really cool. Anything Zelda related. I just have more of a love for Zelda ever since Breath of the Wild. So that's why I'm going to play or hopefully play Link's Awakening.
I don't know a lot about Ganon. Mm-hmm. So like, what kind of combat style does he like? Because you've seen him in a couple games, right?
From what I remember, he just hits hard and he floats around and he does different stuff in each one.
Yeah, like I've seen him in Smash Bros. In his like human form or like whatever, like his humanoid form, I guess. Then I've seen him in this Calamity Ganon and Breath of the Wild. I think that's all that I've seen him as. Like I haven't seen all the different iterations of Ganon. So again, I can't really add a whole lot to any Zelda discussion.
Well, that's quite
I enjoy talking about it.
Yeah, but we enjoy it. And Sam, I think your game sounds cool, man. Thanks again for sending it our way. And I apologize for botching my reading. I'm getting sleepier and sleepier. I need
a real piece of work.
I need a real strong cup of coffee to make it through work tonight.
I had one when I woke up this morning. It helps.
Cool.
Loads.
Yes, it does. I'm quite addicted, if I'm being honest. Yeah. But I love it so much.
I do rely on it a lot.
Mm-hmm. But ladies and gentlemen, that was episode 196 of the It's Obvious podcast. I'm sorry there was no video. I'm sorry Preston was absent, but I hope...
Yeah, that Preston guy is he's something else.
He's a piece of work, man. He's a piece of work. But I hope you guys found some enjoyment in the episode. We will hopefully have video back next week. I'm going to prepare a bit more for notes as well.
Hopefully us three will be back next week.
Yeah, and that includes community questions on the preparation side. But again, it means the absolute world to us that you guys continue to tune in and share your thoughts on YouTube or on Discord and just reaching out and submitting questions is just so much fun. And we still love this in spite of how busy we are. So thank you so much for the love and support. Hope you guys have a very blessed, productive, and thrilling week in whatever shape or form that may take place in.
Yes. Awesome. And join our Discord. And it is in the description of our YouTube video of this episode.
YouTube and all the podcasting services. If there's an info tab, which there typically is, if you just go to that info tab, all those links are present there.
Copy
too.
The link, paste it in your URL.
There you go.
Get a link to the Discord.
You got it.
And it's full of a bunch of eogs that love talking about video games just probably like you do.
Yep.
So
anime, movies, TV shows, memes.
Yeah.
All the good stuff.
I know I've like talked about this before, like several of us have talked about this, but just like I was thinking about this on stream, like just the idea that we've created like the show on YouTube. That's where it started, but now it's like on all these services. And that we've like brought so many just different and unique people together, and that like they all have a common, like everyone's here because they listen to our podcast. And now we've like people have met each other and they've made friends because of listening to our show. Like they just happen to stumble across it. And I just think that's pretty cool. So that's why you should join Discord.
I agree. It's an amazing tight-knit community, and we have a ton of fun talking each and every week. I don't chime in as often as I probably would like to.
You should chime in more.
But like I said, I just even...
The people love you, Gary.
Even looking at my phone sometimes, I don't have time for that. It's ridiculous.
The people want to hear from you. Give them what they want.
I love hearing from everyone else. I love seeing everyone interacting. So it's an honor and pleasure, and I love what we've built together, and I'm excited for the journey to continue. We're nearing episode 200.
It's
unbelievable.
Insane.
200 episodes.
We're very close.
It's crazy.
Can you believe we almost done 200 of these?
I know, it's
sat
crazy.
At this table. I mean,
we've been around for 4 years, too.
Yeah.
It's insane. But I've loved every minute of it. And I will continue to love it until we're dead, probably. So on that morbid note, again, I hope you guys have a wonderful week. Thank you so much for tuning in. And we'll catch you again next time.
Have a good week, guys. Bye.
Bye.